A week from now, the country's MPs will be sworn into Parliament, but some are less than thrilled about pledging allegiance to the Queen. They want the oath to acknowledge Te Tiriti or Waitangi, but others think it's best to just leave it be. Political reporter Charlie Drever filed this report.
Swearing allegiance to the Queen is a rite of passage for every Member of Parliament.
I, Jacqueline Isabel Dean, swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to law, so help me God.
But it's a tough pill to swallow for some. Māori Party co-leader Rāwiri Waititi says he would have no problem acknowledging both the Crown and Hapū across Aotearoa, but the current oath focuses only on the Queen.
As tangata whenua and as Indigenous peoples of this country, I feel like it's subjugating us, it's assimilating us, and actually silences our voice and our ability to be able to engage in this democracy as tangata whenua of this country. So I find it is a bit of a distasteful oath to me.
Green Party MPs Dr. Elizabeth Kerikeri and Te Ano Tuiono also think the oath is outdated.
In order for it to properly reflect where we are as a nation, properly reflect in terms of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, we need to switch that up.
The role of the monarchy in the colonisation of our country is absolute, and swearing to it, while I'm fully intending to subvert it, I just wonder around the ethics of that.
Just 2 years ago, attempts were made to update it. Labour and Green MPs voted unanimously to allow MPs to swear the oath in languages other than Te Reo and English. The bill didn't even make it past the first reading, thanks to National Act and New Zealand First. And as for acknowledging the Treaty of Waitangi, not all of Labour's caucus have an appetite for change.
Essentially, we're swearing allegiance based on our constitution, and we have a constitution that recognises the Queen as the head of state, so in New Zealand that's the Governor-General, but we don't actually consider the treaty, and so there is an issue.
I think it's worthy of a conversation, absolutely. The treaty needs to be mentioned in there, I believe, but I think that that's a conversation that we as parliamentarians need to have.
I'm always happy to have a conversation on anything, but to be honest, I swear the oath and get on with the business.
However, National leader Judith Collins and her deputy, Dr. Shane Reti, are in agreement.
I will be swearing an oath of allegiance to Her Majesty, and I will do so with the Bible.
I support the current oath of allegiance, and I've completed the documentation to that effect.
Axe David Seymour doesn't want to change the oath either, but he's happy for other MPs to try and change it.
There's a Member of Parliament who wants to focus on the oath that they swear. I suspect that's a very positive thing, because if they're focused on that, then their minds are occupied and they're not doing any other damage.
No matter where they stand on the issue, MPs will have to swear allegiance next week if they wish to be part of Parliament. For Morning Report, from Parliament, Cor Charlie Drever, DNA.